opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is August the 3rd, 2017. It is a Thursday, so we have a live show for you today. And I would say that I'm not on the board, so I won't be able to see if anyone calls in. If you'd like to call in, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star, star, and just say, excuse me. I will hear you in queue and definitely will bring you up. Thursdays is a traveling day for me, kind of. So it's not I'm not able to see the board. So if you call in, just hit star star and just say excuse me, and then we will definitely bring you up for your question or comment. Okay. So with that being said, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network here. And the reason why is because there are no other sponsors for this network. It was put together for you, and it is something that is going to have to be actually energized by you in so many different ways. And we would ask that you give some of your financial energy. You could do that by going to the website for the network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, you'll see on the far right-hand margin the different places. You'll see the green holding hand noted by donation. You hit that, and that will lead you into how you give some of your financial energy to support this network, because you are the only sponsors that this network has, and it was created for you. So you can do that there. Also, you can support the network also by being a part of its social media network known as BTR Community. And BTR Community can also be found on the homepage for this network. It is beneath or above the donation prompt. You easily can recognize it by the capital B that has a black background. Just hit that, and then that will lead you into the membership subscription for the BTR Community, where it's a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities in a more holistic way without being worried about someone selling your identity to anyone else, nor data mining or being affected by other people being able to see your post and what other people have posted there and draw opinion or conclusion about you that would otherwise not be true. And this affects many in jobs and in position and in business opportunities and everything else. Very, very important. So check out BTR Community, where you don't have to worry about that. Okay, because there's a membership, and it's only $24 a year. $24 a year for a membership for a year subscription to BTR Community. So come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post because it's where we need to meet. Also, if you are able definitely want to support Scotty and Max in their journey. They're going to Washington, D.C. for an abolition gathering that's going to be there, and we would like to send Scotty and Max there if you can. Also, you'll see a donation prompt. You'll see Scotty and Max picture there, and I'm not looking at the board, so I don't know what it says. It's basically, I believe, it's just the Black Talk Radio Network New Abolitionist Radio Show Hopes Contingency to donate to assist getting them to Washington, D.C. So please make your donation there, hit it, and it will prompt you as to how you can do that. Okay? Also, there is a crowdfunding campaign for my man Michael Emmanuel that is still ongoing, and it is posted inside of BTR Community. It's GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee-5P3500, I believe, or something like that. So definitely support the young man who had germ cell cancer and needs to get some appropriate supplements for his body so he can stay in remission and detoxify from the chemotherapy. So greatly appreciate all of you that have engaged in that, and would ask that you all continue to give what it is that you can. Okay. Now, also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint and check out what's in inventory there. And then you can, even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or as a lady or a gentleman, you can still save as one and not to save as a slave. And enslave slaves in a debt instrument, being your cash, meaning they actually are taxing it and actually leveraging it to your demise. So make sure that you are protecting yourself and your family by getting a real hard asset that is not a debt instrument and can't go into default. Very, very important. So you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. But before you buy, email the Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com and just say, hey, I'm looking to purchase the precious metals correctly. And Dave advised me to email you guys. Then someone will get in contact with you and to help you with that. Want to make sure you do it correctly so there is no misunderstanding and you understand the process. And there's some beneficial things that are there for you that you need to know. So also that, and then also the TradeCoin Club platform is back up. You can go to ourcryptocurrency.com. And those of you that are in the ourcryptocurrency.com TradeCoin Club, check your email. They sent you an email on what the new process is to log in. Very easy. You just got to download Google Authenticator to log in and to make sure that your login suffices the overall number of characters. Excuse me, specified by the login process. So definitely want to do that. I think it's 8 or more. So just follow that and you're back in. And they actually allowed you to come in midweek and start trading. So usually you can only do that on the weekend. And if you're new to that and you would like to get in on it, definitely you can do that by going to ourcryptocurrency.com. Since May the 9th, since I've been in it, I actually gained. But I made a mistake and I reinvested it and did it a little bit wrong, but I'll make sure that you guys don't do that. You know what you're doing. It was my mistake. I meant to do it, but I didn't realize what it really entailed. But I'm all right. So, but did really, really good. It was roughly around, but the only thing is I can't take it out. It was roughly around $2,000 cents. I've been in it that I was able to gain from the Bitcoin that I put into it. So there are some good gains that's there. But then after a 86-day or 85-day period, there's also a fee that they will charge of 25% of your earnings, which I really have no problem with because the earnings have been very, very good. And I was able to to withdraw if I needed it. So just a great for me. It's easy. It's convenient. And it works for me. So if you'd like to get in on that, and you can come in for as little as, you know, a couple of $100s, so you don't have to put in a whole Bitcoin. So if you're interested in doing that, you can email me. I'm sorry, you can go to ourcryptocurrency.com, and then sign up there. And then once you do that, I will receive an email, and I will send you some things that you need to do to set up your account not hard, just some things that you need to do, and you're off and running. So definitely you might want to engage in that. I'm extremely pleased with it and looking forward to continuing to use it. Okay, so all of that is there. Now let's get into what's in the news. Now, I may not quite sure.
Hey, Dave.
I may need a little. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, good evening to you and listeners. And
hey, brother.
Hey, I just wanted to give some quick news. I found out yesterday that I was voted to be the moderator for the event in Washington, D.C. And so,
Man, congrats.
Thank you. I was kind of excited about that because I wasn't expecting to do anything but to, you know, just help with the stuff behind the scenes and make sure the audio system.
Well, they picked the right person.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And I just want to thank those that have given to our campaign thus far. We'll be having a conference call Saturday so I can put up an itemized list because there was an unexpected cost for a PA system. Not going to buy one, going to try to rent one because, you know, to buy one that will reach at least 1,000 people and they're expecting 2,000 people, that's like you're talking in the thousands of dollars then. So it looks like it looks like the best option would be to rent one. So I got an estimate for about 900, but I'm gonna see if I can, you know, find something cheaper, because that's in Washington, D.C. And so I'm gonna see, check down in Columbia, South Carolina, because that's where Max and them will be leaving from. So just trying to do everything I can to minimize the cost, but. We probably about a third of the way. I had, I think I set it to like 1,400, maybe 1,600.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're about a third of the way. A couple of people said they were going to pledge and send something through the mail. So hopefully we'll get that. But I'm definitely going to be there, man. Me and Max. Max is one of the scheduled speakers. So I'm looking forward to that.
Man, couldn't pick a better moderator. Congratulations. Yes. Everyone, please give. We've given, and we hope to do more relatively soon. So make sure you do that. It's right there on the website. You'll see the picture of Scotty and Max right there. So Scotty, definitely on Saturday, Scotty will have a conference call. He will let you know tomorrow about that. And the 19th is coming up right around the corner. So let's get Scotty and Max off in and back in a way without any worries about that. So looking forward to that, Scotty, and just want to thank you, brother, for you being who you are. You know, last night, Scotty, I did not sleep at all. I was thinking about this whole thing, and I don't want to get in an accident here. You know, with Kim's son and just, I actually spoke to Miss Melanco today, and we're going to be doing some things. We needed to think about some of the things that we need to do, and I would love to talk with you and I and Kim together, Scotty, to kind of strategize some things. And I'll take the, you know, I'll do a lot of the legwork that needs to be done in this, but. I think it'd be great for us to strategize a campaign that will be better beneficial to DeJuan, because that's what's really, really needed, and to bring the proper exposure so that every community, the transgender community, every community, our community, everyone will be properly protected and equally protected under the law that is prudent and practical and reasonable. So. Definitely we'll be moving to that in that campaign. So if when you got some time, Scotty, let me know, text me, and then we can set something up with Kim and others, and kind of get this thing rolling.
Yeah, and I actually haven't been to sleep since Tando Radio Show yesterday, man, because, you know, it's the just after the first of the month, so I was doing a lot of stuff and try to get them stats out. in a timely manner. I finished the radio station stats, so I got those off to Kim. So, not Kim, Melissa. So
you're tired.
Yeah, so that she could put everything all in one report. So, but I was thinking about them juveniles in Charlotte, man. You know, because we shared their story.
Yeah, I saw
too.
That too.
And so I'm like, man, I got to do something. Now, I'm not a big marcher and all that stuff. You know, this was going down in Washington, D.C. is a whole lot different. So I was just thinking, you know, now they didn't let the guy off. He was 24 years old, this transsexual guy, and he did what he did to the 15-year-old, and then the other teenagers found out and came and attacked him. And so, you know, they let that guy off, man, with just probation and pleading guilty to the state crime of crime against nature. So he just got probation, man, even though he's 24 years old and he messing, you know, what he did with that 15-year-old boy. And so I'm like, man, if them kids...
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, if them kids get any kind of time, man, that's going to be a travesty. And I was thinking, too, I know them brothers in the hood is watching this. And if they try to do something to them kids and get them kids some time, if I was that individual, I would leave Charlotte. I would leave Charlotte because I can see a lot of people going to be angry about that. So I'm like, I don't want to see...
Oh, heck yeah.
I don't want to see none of that happen, right? So I was thinking, well,
but
maybe.
You know how emotions go, and this is why. You know, Scotty, this is really, and I didn't mean to cut you off. Scotty, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that perhaps, because one of them is in court next week, so I'm going to have to call, I'm going to try to call tomorrow and find out if they're going to be in. Now, they should be, based on their age, in juvenile court. And they didn't give their names, so I'm thinking that's why it, you know. But anyway, I'm gonna find out if it's in juvenile court or the regular court, and maybe launch a phone campaign to the prosecutor and let them know that we watching this case and we saw what you did, and with that criminal case against that 24-year-old, and we're not happy about that, and it would be a travesty. Now, I would say that those children should not have acted off their emotions and engaged in an act of vigilantism. They should have gotten an adult.
They're children.
Yeah, but they children.
Right.
So, but I understand though that the police had to arrest them because the guy had injuries.
Oh yeah.
So I understand that, but this is a teachable moment for them. Where you could just give them probation. You know what I'm saying? And say, okay, what you did was wrong. You shouldn't have done that. We understand why you did that. What happened to your friend was wrong.
Doesn't make it right.
Right. And so get it. But if they give them some kind of juvenile detention or and they didn't get a 24-year-old nothing but probation, oh, that would be a terrible miscarriage of justice. So I'm going to see about launching a phone campaign for them and get people to call
the prosecutor. Because, Scotty, I'm going to tell you, it's more to this. This has everything to do with what's in the best interest of all. And you know, Black Talk Radio Network, you, I, we... and others, it won't get done unless somebody says, I'll do it. And so this really springs into net neutrality as well, and it springs into, because for so long, the system has not felt the overall weight of the true power source, that being us. Everything is within us. All solutions is in within us. It's not within any system, is within us. And I think that we definitely, it's time that we execute that to everyone's best interest. And that is it, because this is going to have very, very harsh ramifications against, you know, it's going to be bad for all. It's bad for the young. It's bad for all communities, not excluding those individuals that choose to live a lifestyle of their choosing. This is going to actually make them more targets. This is going to be extremely, extremely difficult. There is no protection that the law is giving them. And this isn't, you know, and I want to just say this really quickly, and it's a very, very important point. The individual that did this to the 15-year-old and the individual that did this to DeJuan, this is not a reflection on that community. It is what these individuals who happen to be this or that decided to do, and they carried out and executed their free will based off of that. And that does not mean that this is what this community represents, nor does it mean that it's something as any other community that we will accept the way that the system has interpreted or has allowed the exclusionary and treatment of these instances to continue, or will we allow them to be settled for the ones that they've already done? No, no, no. So the power is within us, and I plan on galvanizing us nationally and globally to affect this, and this will have great, great seeding ramifications throughout the whole world because of what we'll be able to accomplish together. There is no leader in this. This affects us all. So I look forward to it, Scotty, and let's get together with Kim and establish a campaign, and then we could actually, this can cross-pollinate into many, many things. And I'm looking forward to doing it with you all that listen to Tando Radio Show and to Black Talk Radio Network, because you're the conduit of all of this. Because of you, this has come to our attention, and we're responsible, as well as you as the listeners are responsible for what you now know. So let's do what is morally and ethically correct for all. And that is the equal protection of the law, and even to remove those within the system that are not practicing that and have a dedication to that and have a reverence for that. Then we should, those individuals will be removed by us, those that have all of the power. So definitely looking forward to that, my friend. Okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. And like I said, I won't be able to see you on the board. So if you would like to get in on the call and get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, star, and hit once you hit star, star, just say, excuse me, we'll hear you and bring you up for your question or comment. So we will have Kim... Malenko, on. Yeah, I'm going to take me a little while to get used to the name. Kim Malenko, come on sometime next week. I'm looking forward to her. I had the opportunity to speak to her today. We'll be speaking to her again, and we are formalizing and we would love to hear from you as to some of the things that we should be doing, and we'll keep you abreast as that is going along so that you can support it. And get what's necessary done. So thank you all for your energy and your concern. And I would also say, Brother Bragg, I'm not sure if you're listening and on the board. Also, give me a call in the morning because there's a couple of things I want to speak to you about. As well as Roz, give me a call as well too. So, looking forward to working with you all. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. And I may have to move. Let me see. Yep, I'm going to have to move. Excuse me, everyone. But we're going to jump into what's in the news. Let me just get situated here. Sorry about that. On Thursdays, I'm traveling around. Okay, so what's in the news? The first article of what's in the news comes from, I got this one from RT International, Russia Today. Very, very important article. Oh, but before we do that, let me tell you what today's show is for those of you that aren't in BTR community as of yet, and we'll be glad once you all are there so that you will be able to see the articles and know what's in the news. So just give me 1 second. I'll be situated here. And today's show is... Okay, today's show is, we're truly seconds before global mayhem, but those who have prepared will have this peace. And I want to talk about the peace that I think that they, those individuals that have been preparing you by way of on your own or from listening to Tando Radio Show, listening to some of the shows, listening to what's in the news, some of the actual events that we bring to you all, and you can see good reason as to taking a position of advantage for yourself and your family. There's a peace that you're going to that's going to come about you while the mayhem comes about, and that's what today's show is going to be about. But we need to jump into what's in news so we can take a look at some of those things and then jump right into today's show. Okay, so the first article comes from RT International, which stands for Russia Today International, and it says, leave China land or face war. China's MOD, Minister of Defense, that stands for, official warns India in border amidst a border standoff. Now I want to just stop there. From the very beginning of Tando Radio Show, when we've been talking about there are certain, and let me read you what, oops, no, there are certain indicators as to what's going to happen. And I'm a very optimistic person, meaning I understand what I'm able to do and what I will do. And I'm very realistic. And I think it's a very dangerous thing to have a false sense of security that everything is going to remain the same and nothing is going to change. It's not dangerous for those that are perpetuating it. It's dangerous for you. And being realistic means that you are aware that things have the possibility, and then you can see the direction of them from the purpose that people are doing. Rome didn't think that it was going to... How you doing, sister? Oops. Rome didn't think that it was going to... Yeah, get this big old mosquito out of here. The bunch of big mosquitoes. All right. Rome didn't think that it was going to have a collapse. Germany didn't think that the Nazi Party would become the ruling party and have the destabilization. Didn't think that their economy was going. Biblically speaking, people didn't think the flood was coming. Why is that so important? It's so easy for us to look back at history and find fault with the individuals and say, why didn't they do something about it? And not look at how that applies to us today. And I know everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, the reason why you listen is because we don't do the celebrity TMZ. We don't do the things that are here to entertain you. We have sincere care, admiration, and respect for you, so we bring you the truth. And the truth is something that not many want to hear, but is perceived by the listener. But the truth doesn't need either side, the teller of the truth, nor does it need the hearer of the truth. The teller of the truth needs the truth. The hearer of the truth is the one that needs the truth. And there are some things that are unfolding in this world, and they have an agenda behind them, and they are going to happen. and the happenings that are going to be very historical ones, because it's been done before in the past, and it will shall be done again. And I think normalcy bias, that everything is okay, it means that there's an ignorance or a ignoring of the truth. And the evidence gives you indication as to what you should be doing. And this is what we present here to you, for you to make your own decision. So that was one thing that I wanted to start with. So we're going to go to the next article as to what's in the news. Next one, I got this one from YouTube. It actually has a YouTube video of a general from India, and I'm not quite sure if it's the military. That might be the MOD of China. And this is, here you can hear what actually was said. And my commentary on this was that he made it very clear that China and India war will soon expand itself. This was always one of my personal triggers, which told me how near the SHTF moment was. As I stated many times on Tando, this is how I think the system wants to start GNW1. And for those of you that's been listening, you know that stands for Global Nuclear War 1. And it's here. Now, this global nuclear war is not going to be one that destroys the planet or anything like that. It's going to, in my opinion, is going to be used tactical nukes and modified advanced weapons that will be nuclear in nature but won't need to have the destructive force of your grandfathers or your nuclear weapons or from the inceptions of the nuclear weapons. They are much more efficient in destroying human lives while maintaining structure. They are great at collateral damage, and that is what's going to be used it's been used and has been practiced, and it's been as of recently, and it's been actually advanced, and the modifications to it have definitely been made so that it can be done. I've always talked about one of the key things with the BRIC nations is India and China's relationship. And I thought that just before the big major moments hit, that the U.S. will spur India, its only true last ally. Let's say that again. Its only true last ally or sustainable ally is India. But again, India, because big business has a way of making enemies friendly, India will flip, in my opinion, and go full into the BRIC nations. And this is what we're seeing. I've always talked about on China and India are arch enemies, and they actually have they actually shoot at each other on their borders. This is the border I was talking about, and this is expanding, and this is going to. And you're talking about million man and half million man occupation. Everything you're seeing right now is a play for this whole thing. From what's happening in Djibouti, I think there's a couple of major points, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to get through this what's in the news and get back to that. All right, so we'll get to that. Next article comes from Global Times. China vows to take all measures to protect border, and it shows where the incursions between India and China are. Next order. Can Jinping defuse China's debt bomb? This comes from Bloomberg. I posted that one. Next article. And China's actually their overall debt limit, their debt is high. This is why, but see, the big difference between China and the U.S. is vast. China has assets, so they don't have a debt problem. Their lender does. The U.S. has a bunch of debt with no assets. That means they have a real debt problem. And what I mean by the U.S., let me make that clear. It's not the United States of America. It's all of its citizens are the ones without assets. And because of that, they have the debt problem, because the everyday citizens, such is commonly referred to as you and I, are the ones that will be the bearer of the default that the U.S. would go into, because that's one thing that the politicians do, the celebrity figurehead politicians do. They write laws they don't have to obey. They declare wars that they don't have to fight, and they create debt that they don't have to pay. It's left to you, and the default is going to be you on the everyday citizen such as you and I, and your energy is the collateral that will go into receivership. This is why it's so important. Your energy is the one that will be repossessed. There will be a repossession. How you respond to it is going to be critical. And how you position yourself before it, during it, and after it is going to be critical. Those choices will always be, and they always have been, yours. All right, so we're going to continue. Next article comes from CNBC News. And this was if you can, check out this article and hear what the gentleman said from CNBC News. Trump sets for Friday speech to sign memo on Chinese intellectual properties and trade practices. Basically, the U.S. is now engaging in a trade war, all-out trade war with, here it comes, China, Mexico, Canada. But this is specifically for China, Canada, Venezuela, Russia, and Europe. Iran, North Korea, and all others that do business with them. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? The purge. The purge. The untied states of America is here at hand. You're seeing it happen right now. The U.S. has taken the traditional role that the Nazis always have taken, because that's where they came from. The Nazism was begotten from manifest destiny. All right, here we go. Let me finish this real quick. So my commentary on this one was well stated, talking about the interviewer that was there. Well stated. I hope we, BTR members and BTR listeners, I don't know what all the other stuff was there, are taking an appropriate position to this earnest warning. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Trade, it goes this way. Currency wars lead to trade wars, and trade wars lead to shooting wars. And these currency wars, these trade wars are going to move into direct military conflict, whether you like it or not. It's going to be here, and it is going to adversely affect everyone. That's why it's so important for you to prepare, because your standard of living and quality of life has been based on the U.S. being able to dominate and tell every country what to do. Your whole quality of life and standard, you've never not known the benefit of that. And that's what the system wants to do, so that it can seize that from you in an appropriate condemnation globally. And that's what's going to be happening. But prepare yourself accordingly. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg. America dies younger despite spending the most on health care. Americans die younger despite spending the most on health care. That's because health care kills you, because we walked away from health cures. And those health cures are within the ecosystem that the great creator has given us. And I would just real quickly, I want to just say this. If you are a football player, and you try to play basketball under football rules, you won't make it. If you are a basketball player trying to play football under basketball rules and objectives, you won't succeed. If you are thoroughly domesticated in man's economy, and you try to engage yourself into the ecosystem of the great creator, you will fail. If you are those that are in the ecosystem that the great creator has given us, not by volition, but by love and in or obligation, not by obligation, but has given in sincere, as a sincere gesture in token of appreciation and love. If you operate in the ecosystem that the great creator has, and you try to master riches in man's economy, you will fail. Render to Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto the great creator what's the great creator. I use that biblical for just for a minute, just to make the point. That means you can't be double-minded. Where are you? And this is where we become so unbalanced. Now, if you realize that you want to move in a different direction, if you want to move into the ecosystem, there's a process to re-indoctrinate yourself into, to re-embed yourself into that. If you want to move out of the ecosystem and move into man's economy, there's also a process for that. And that process has been something that has been put on you without choice. Double mind can't think straight. It's always going by the monkey's wheel in all different directions. So just wanted to make that clear. Next article. This is a very, very, very important one. And this one is the shows the pensions and what they truly do pay. And it is staggering. 0.6%. I'm going to have to do this on a financial Friday when I can see the board. I mean, not the board, when I can look at this more in depth with you all, because I won't be able to do it today. We will come back to this. But my commentary is this. Pensions can't be a savings plan. In parentheses, I put your. Pensions can't be your savings plan, because it really only equals to a childhood allowance. Today's pension plan is just like an allowance your parents used to give you as a child. That's the only thing that it will, it's an allowance that they are not going to, remember about an allowance, it's conditional. It's conditional. And they're not going to allow that to be paid to you. So, don't count on it. Position yourself accordingly. And if you definitely need help with that, seek the appropriate help for that. I can tell you what I did and why I did it, and it was the best move that I've done. It brings about sovereignty and self-determination. So the only person that should be saving your energy of your labor and benefiting from it is primarily you and those that you agree to share it with in appropriate measures. Very, very important. Check out that one. This is a very, very important, and my commentary, it says, there you go. You have it. They have given us a date. You know, one of the things that I don't like, and I'm going to tell you what I don't like, and I understand, I get it, it goes along with the territory, but I'm going to tell you, I don't like, sometimes people will say to me, David, so when is this going to happen? What date is this or that going to happen? When is this collapse going to happen that you talk about? When is this going to happen that you talk about? And I get it, these people have a question, but they don't even see that it's already happening. It's the phases of it. And the reason why many can't see it is because you spend too much time too close to what you become accustomed to, and you don't realize what is really happening. Stagflation, shrinkflation is an economic collapse. Let me ask you something. If a can of soda, from when I was growing up, a 16-ounce can of soda cost $5 right now, would you say that we are in an economic collapse? You would say yes. But you've noticed that the shrinkflation, that everything has been made smaller and the price is going up, but it hasn't gone up as drastically as $5. But if you look at the overall value of it and what you were given in comparison to what you had before, it has exceeded $5. Why is it that we don't recognize that and see the alarming effects of that and get the message behind it? I think that we have to always take the system for what it is. They are liars, they are destroyers, and they are destructive in all their nature. And to see it in any other way means to actually aid and abet it and condone it. And we all have, because that's what we were taught. But when you come into a full observation and awareness of this all, there should be a different response to it. We should respond in a different way instead of capitulating and aiding and harboring this to our own demise. Now, here is with this article, and I wanted to say that because of this. People always ask me for a date of this, a date of that. I never give dates of anything because I'm not the one that's doing this. But I can see the overall evidence of the objectives. I see the tools that are used. I don't see all of them, but I see the tools. That's why we started Tando Radio Shows, why you listen. See the tools that they use and understand the objectives, that the methods of their objectives. So many people ask for dates. And I would say this, it doesn't matter if they came on and told everybody and gave everybody the date. There would still be those individuals that would still say, nah, I don't think it's going to happen. Because that's what they're doing. You know, the wise is not slack. A wise individual is not a slack individual. A wise individual is able to comprehend, distinguish, and able to read the signs, discern the overall energy and the message for their best interest, their family best interest, and the community's best interest. And because of that, those individuals are wise because they're not slack. They refuse to become the easy mark. But there's so many of us, because of how this system lulls us to sleep, and sometimes it doesn't take much rocking after you've been asleep for a while, because a body emotion stays in emotion, a body that's not emotion will stay in without motion until something changes. And because of that, we've been indoctrinated to follow and go with the current. And we become the easy mark. And this is why propaganda has been so effective against us, because we've allowed ourselves to become the easy mark, and we haven't put a great value on us, you individually, us individually, and us collectively being wise. But the system teaches us to do all of the foolish things and enjoy them. The clown always wears the makeup because they can't bear stand looking at their true self. So let's not be clowns. And I say that because I said, there you go, they have given us a date, shaking my head. Today's show is so important to hear and be a part of. I'm talking about today's show. Here it is. U.S. bans America travel to North Korea after September 1st. Passport holders ordered out. Why are they giving you September 1st to get out of North Korea? And not allowing passports and those that are in country have to come out. One, I have no, and I would love if this was an adult show, sometimes it almost slips out of my mouth. I have no clear understanding, but everyone is different. I understand different people have different reasons for what they do and everything. I love it. Could you just imagine someone saying they want to go vacationing in North Korea? That's such an easy mark that, believe me, that naive mistake will be a very physically painful one. Who the heck wants to vacation? What is any person that is categorized, seen as, labeled as, grouped as an American citizen doing in North Korea? I can understand some people do it for because of their different passions or whatever thing, but because of their different callings, because I don't know, because I have no, I don't even know why Dennis Rodman go over. Dennis, well, we already know he different, but who in the world would be in North Korea for any reason? But they still told you. But here's what I want you to say. Here's the major problem. Who in there? There are going to be some people that are going to get caught by surprise because they don't, and they're not aware of what's really happening and what those that have set up the system so that you can vacation in a so-called civilized way, that you can do these things. They are actually setting up things for their agenda now. And what I'm saying, referring to, is individuals that plan on going to the Philippines, individuals that plan on going to Japan, individuals that plan on going to South Korea, individuals that plan on going to Taiwan, individuals that plan on going to Hong Kong, individuals that plan on going to Russia, individuals that plan on going to China. Do you see what's going on? Do you? The worst thing you ever want to be caught in is in a foreign country that has just now turned into a global war zone. You won't get out. And if you don't have ties there, you can't blend in there, you don't speak the language there, I would tell you, you're probably going to be interned. You're probably going to be arrested. And the likelihood of you ever getting out of there, depending on where you are, is minimal. And then not only that, yes, the military will tell the private airlines to stop flying in here and there and everything else, but there's going to be some individuals that have no clue because they watch too much videos, they watch too many other things they're not keen on. You know, young people do those things, older people do those things, all age groups do those things. But there are some people that will go over there and have no clue what's going on. And you know what they'll do? They'll go sit on a beach in Thailand somewhere, or sit in the beach, or go to Hong Kong and go here and think everything is okay. And then they're going to get the biggest surprise when there is no return flight to the United States. I know nobody here on Tando Radio Show would be doing that. And I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't want to be vacationing in any foreign country during this time. They've given you the warning because there's no guarantee that you'll get back to the States. I don't care if you're in Britain. I don't care if you're in South America. This thing could go off so quickly and so rapidly that flights get canceled. Why will flights get canceled? Because if the U.S., if you're an American citizen and the U.S. gets involved in a confrontation with Korea, do you know the first thing that the U.S. is going to do? They're going to seize all of the commercial airlines to move the troops from here all over the, and you're going to get stuck. Everything is And we're not trying to fearmonger. And I don't care about individuals that say that, you know, because they have no clue of what's really going on. And those would be the same individuals that would be the scaredest ones because they're not prepared. And they're going to break down. So this is September 1st, and we're going to come back to this. This is very, very critical and important. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. I can't see you in queue. So just say excuse me, and we will bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. All right, my man Scotty may have went to sleep. He may be tired. So what we'll do is we'll just keep going, and we won't have the commercial break, but if Scotty comes back around, we'll do the commercial break. So no big deal. So all right, so we're going to continue in what's in the news. Next article comes from naturalnews.com. CDC sounds alarm over exploding diabetes epidemic impacting 100 million Americans, while food companies keep fattening Americans with processed foods. And this is what the CDC is. You know what the CDC stands for? The Center of Disease Contagion. And they work hand-in-handedly with the FDA, Federal Death Administration. But this is very, very important. And make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. Because it's going to be difficult in the future to do that. So take heed. Next article, this one comes from thehouse.gov. And I said, this is critical for this show today. Read the bill, which is now law. And you, I mean, all you need to know is there. In this bill, we're going to come back to it. In the sanction bill that was signed by celebrity figurehead Donald Trump yesterday, it actually called for sanctions, but it was far more worse than that. Let me tell you what was in it, and it's right here. You can read it for yourself. It called for engagement by way of war. Russia, Iran, North Korea. You ready? In all countries that do business with them. That's Europe. This is why in the next article, EU Juncker said stands ready to retaliate if needed over new U.S. sanctions on Russia. The EU has now sided with Russia. NATO nations will break up. The U.S. will be the lone, will be just like Germany. They'll have one country, maybe Japan for a little bit, maybe India for a little bit. Canada won't even be an ally. Mexico definitely won't be one. Britain won't be one. They'll let them go down, maybe the orchestrators of this whole thing. The U.S. will be standing alone in the world war. It will be the world versus the U.S., and the U.S. won't be able to withstand itself, and it will be actually defeated in short order, completely defeated in short order, regardless of how many nukes it has. Let me just say this real quickly as before we go on. I want you to think about it. When was the last time that the U.S. actually was able to overtake and overcome a military, a country's military, and defeat them that could defend themselves? You say Iran? I mean, Iraq? No, not really. I mean, yeah, they did, but look what all it took to do that. And how long it took to do that. And at what cost it took to do that. Wasn't able to do it to Vietnam. They didn't even have planes and tanks. Last time that they was in North Korea, they got their hat handed to them and got pushed down into South Korea. So if you couldn't beat them in the 50s, what makes you think you can even engage them now? And not only that, the U.S. has never really been able to defeat any military in modern times, any military that was formerly capable of defending itself. So now you think that they're going to be able to defeat Iran, North Korea, China, Russia, and the EU nations, as well as Mexico, Venezuela, and all the other nations that will jump in on it? Done deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is the purge that we've been talking about that's going to lead to the untied states of America. It's going to be multifaceted. It's going to be by way of a economic, geopolitical, and military defeat. It is more than here. And you do not have to be as adversely affected by it. But if you're unprepared for it, you will be the collateral that will be seized upon from that defeat. So, check out that next
call
article.
Recording off.
Uh-oh. Scotty, you there? I think we lost Scotty. All right, so we'll continue here. Next, I don't even know if we're on air now. I don't know, Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, okay, yeah, you here?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, cool. Okay, Brother Braggs, you can jump in at any time if you would like as well. I don't know. I guess Scotty may have fell asleep because I know he was tired. Okay, next article real quick. I'm going to hurry up because we got to get to this show, what was here. Let me hurry up and get through this. I've been talking too much. All right, the Russians have the sanctions hammered. Next article comes from it's the same thing. Here's a very, very important article. This one comes from Russian Insider. Dmitry Medvedev. Trump is a a cuck. Any hope for a better relation is gone. And basically, he says that the signing of that sanction is a all-out trade war against Russia. No, and what he was really saying is all-out war, because trade wars and shooting wars are one and the same. Once the goods stop going between countries, once they stop working with each other business-wise, then they shoot at each other to seize each other's assets. That is what's going on, and they are preparing for this with the rest of the world against the U.S. Huge, huge move. Next article, protection comes from the BRIC spot. Protectionism threatens the global trade. Do you see what they're saying there? Protectivism. Who are they talking about protectivism? Make America first. Make America great. That's protectivism. The whole world is lining up against that. Next article from Press TV. Iran won't stand silent against U.S. breach of their agreement. And that was from in the sanctions that they signed. Next article, the European Union is, and this is what they said earlier this year, that the U.S. is, Germany said U.S. is no longer an ally now. That's what they're saying. Okay, we will respond to this. And what do you think they mean by respond to it? It will be where they will actually nullify the U.S. So check out that. Next one, this one comes from the White House Whispers. Trump's new U.S. sanction law to drive China, Russia, North Korea much closer together. And I'm going to add countries to it. Every country will align together against it. So check out that article. We are really, really here. So next one, this is very, very important. We're going to cover this on Financial Friday. It's your money, but you can't have it. EU proposes account freezes to halt bank runs. That is what's going to be used here. What the EU is doing is that they're saying, you know what, we're not going to allow people to run into the banks and withdraw or deposit their cash. We're going to freeze everybody's account. So you can't have access to it. Before, if I would have said these things was coming, people would say, nah, no, they not. They're here. They're telling you it's here. But we're not really here for those type of that type of energy of those individuals. We're here for those that are not the easy marks. So just prepare. Next and last article. Last article. Grand jury subpoenas, exclusive grand jury subpoena issued in relation to Russian lawyer Trump Jr. meeting sources. This is the whole thing is blowing up. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to that caller. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. Who is this? I can't see the board. Yes, sir. Was there someone that had a comment or a question?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. This is Jerry calling from Chattanooga. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Jerry? What's going on, brother? As soon as I hear your voice, you know I know it's you.
I'm still learning, man. I'm still learning.
Hey, Jerry. Also, give me a call tomorrow. It's some things I wanted to talk to you about too.
All right. Right.
When you can. When you can.
Sure.
Go ahead, Jen.
Take me a time and we'll do that. I'll
okay.
Move some stuff around. What I wanted to I hate asking these questions because you always give me the same answer, but I'm gonna ask this question anyway. All of this, I guess it's more of a statement. All of this started when Russia asked for their money. For their gold that was deposited in New York about 2.5 years ago. It was already a split in between the U.S. and Russia then, but when they asked for their gold that they had sitting over in the United States, and the United States told them they'd get back with them, and then a few weeks later they put those sanctions on them. Then we started having pop-ups. What I mean by pop-ups, for people who don't know, it wasn't in the news, but it was a few submarines being seen on the East Coast. There was a lot of pass-bys going on in Alaska. And I know a lot of people thought that Sarah Palin was crazy. She said she could see New York, not New York, but Russia from her backyard. But she was stating that she seen Russian ships quite often. You know, she would say a lot of ridiculous stuff, and it would make sense not to believe her, but she would bring those instances up.
Yep, giving you hints and clues.
Yeah, there wasn't nobody paying attention to her. Well, it was a few people paying attention. I've seen it. So it was a few people paying attention. But all of that started then. After that started, the U.S. started putting restrictions on China. They had already been poisoning the United States citizens, but then they abruptly stopped their imports of chicken, beef, and all of this type of stuff. And then they passed a law to where chicken and beef products would get sent to China and then get sent back as a new part of the TTP agreement. All of this stuff was happening in a very small window with nobody paying attention to it. People that I was letting know about this, they looked at me like I was crazy. It's like, where'd you get this information from? You know, we ain't seen this on such and such news or what have you.
Right.
And all of this stuff was happening, like I said, in the same window. And now we have gotten to a point to where they doing mock shootdowns. What was it, about 6 months ago, Russia hit a United States war machine. When I say war machine, I'm meaning a ship, but I can't recall what type of ship it was because I was in the Navy, and I like to throw those names out like they were. So since I can't recall what actually type of ship it was, I just call it a war machine. So they hit them with a straight line EMP and done a mock shoot down. This was not part of any games, tactics, or nothing. This was just something to and you reported on this, not speaking of it in the way that I'm speaking of it, but you reported on the mock shoot down when they barrel rolled over the United States ship. Well, what they did is they shot them with a direct EMP, and that was the equivalent of some you talking crazy to somebody in the city that you live in, where you out and about, and they catch you and they point their finger in your face. That's what that was. But none of us paid.
The USS Cole in the Black Sea.
No, it was not the USS Cole. The reason I know it wasn't the USS Cole because when I was in the Navy back in 2000...
Donald Cook. I'm sorry, the Donald Cook. It was Donald Cook.
Yeah,
is that the one you're talking about?
My sister ship. Yeah, USS Cole was my sister ship. I was on the USS Nassau.
It was the
hit him with an EMP. Done a few barrel rolls on them, and then they left them for somebody else to come and see them. So with all of this garnishing going on, because that's what they're doing, they are taxing us without actually receiving any funds. We have to pay to get these things fixed, to get these things investigated. So they are costing us money that we're not even paying attention to.
Right.
So my question to you is that people bowed out and gave them their holdings, which they probably don't have, which is the reason I believe they didn't give it to them in the first place, because they don't have it no more. But if they gave them that gold that they owed Russia, do you think all of this would stop?
Man, great question, Jerry. It was it was a couple of countries. Germany was one of the countries that wanted to repatriate their gold, and they told them, no, we can't let anybody it's going to take us 7 years. And then that's when the U.S. had pushed to through their neocons, Nazis, in the Ukraine. That's when they toppled the Ukrainian bear, and then stole 31 tons of gold, and they gave 31 tons of gold to Germany as a partial payment, and they said they'll give the rest to them a little bit later. And then originally Germany wanted their gold back, and they said they couldn't have it. And then all of a sudden there was a storm that came up known as Hurricane Sandy, and it went right through lower Manhattan, right down where the Federal Reserve gold vaults are. And they said that the vaults was flooded, and they couldn't get down there to get in and let anybody inspect. So it's a whole lot of stuff. So I think and what you said about the gold, here's what's happening with in my opinion, with the gold. The gold has already been moved from the U.S., rehypothecated, and has been given to China. This was done and brokered in the deal with Henry Kissinger, in my opinion, via Nixon, during that time. That's in my opinion. And then the gold that the U.S. does have, it's already going to not give it away because they know that is going to go to an asset, so they're going to hold on to that. Because without that, Nixon, they're not going to give that up. It has to be taken from their cold, dead hands. In my opinion, the reason being is because the gold that the U.S. has is not the U.S. gold at all. Is other countries' gold. The one of the things that the U.S. did with gold-wise was that they kept their gold in the ground. They kept their gold in the ground and made other countries send their gold bullion and their gold holdings to them for safekeeping because they were the nuclear power of the world. And what did they do? They kept their gold in the ground and said, the only way you're going to get the gold from us is that you're going to have to feed us militarily, and you won't be able to do it. Well, that was the past. That's why China is setting up economic zones throughout this country. And if you look at where they are creating those zones and creating that overall, is going to be the asset-rich states. And these asset-rich states are aware of what it is, and they are the ones that want to succeed from... the union.
Joining conference now.
No. So, this is very, very deep. And in the meantime, the U.S. will be divided up among FEMA regions. This is why you always hear me say FEMA region number this or that, because it's already decided in FEMA regions. There won't be states. It'll be FEMA regions. Concentration camp. Forced labor places. And that will be the zones in which people live and actually work at their sweatshops, fulfilling and upholding the quality of life and standard of living that the new beacon of freedom will be enjoying, and that will be out of the Eurasian countries. And out of Asia itself. Hey, Brother Pat. So, well, we're not recorded, so you're good. And I don't think this. So, yeah, it's really, really deep on how this whole thing goes. And how you prepare for this is going to be very, very important. But, and I, you hear me say that, and I'm going to tell you why this is going to be important. One of the things you do in defeating a country. And I say this from the standpoint that we're not countrymen. We're actually sovereign beings of this that happen to abide on this planet, and we should be in fellowship and in collective prudence with it. But one of the things that's going to be critical in destroying this country is that the individuals that were wise enough to prepare and position themselves accordingly, they are going to actually be able to do what every critical mass empire fall happens. They will be able to embed themselves economically and structurally inside of that fallen empire. And the conquerors of that empire will be striking deals with them, not striking out at them. Reason being is because militaries are meant to defeat other militaries. It can never beat the people. And this has been a tactic that has been used throughout. And that's what's going to happen here. Many are doesn't think that it can happen because they've been believing the preamble. They've been believing the Star Spangled Banner. They've been believing the propaganda from Jason Bourne movies, and believing the propaganda from regular movies, and believing the propaganda from Hollywood and everything else. And so they have in their minds that this is the greatest nation on the planet, and is one that has the best military on the planet. This military hasn't defeated anyone, because it always loses the moral high ground. Some very small in stature men and women in a small country fought the American war in their land and defeated the Americans. Americans call it the Vietnam War. No, it was America that went there. That was the American War and American conquest. And they got their hat handed to them. Afghanistan got their hat handed to them. Iraq, hat handed to them. Well, they were able to take care of Panama and Grenada. That was easy. They had no military. They had a security force. So there's a lot of variables, and these are some of the things that we definitely need to know, and it's here, and it's going to be unfolding, and it's nothing that you need to be scared of. You need to be prepared. Never scared, always prepared. Now, and if you like to jump in, Jerry, if you want to jump in on anyone else, definitely.
You know, a question breeds a question. So, can you hear me, Brother Dave?
Yeah. I got you. Okay. I got you, Jerry.
Yeah, a question breeds a question. So, the answer to my first question makes me wonder, which I always wonder this, like with silver prices and gold prices dipping down, rising back up, dipping down a little further continuously. Once all of this stuff goes down, for those of us who have a few assets, I say a few because I only have a few. I had quite a bit at one time, but you know, situation prevented me to reduce that. Hopefully nobody who's listening has to go through that themselves, but anywho.
It's all going to come back to you, Jerry, because you know that it's all going to come back to you, Jerry, because you know the importance of it and you know what it is and everything else, because a lot of people don't know. And I mean to interrupt, but those of you that know, you're going to be the overall precious metals experts, and it is going to be coming to you in this destabilization that is going to go through. But go ahead, Jerry.
What I was saying was those of us who hold a few assets, because everything else is, like you say, debt-based, paper contracts, and if you know any laws, you maybe can't get through them now, but once everything is said and done, they have to actually abide by the laws that they put up, then you're in good shape. So for those of us who have a few assets put away, I would like to know, because you say something all the time, and it goes as, don't never own control.
Yes.
And when we're talking about this land, we was doing a show last night. Unfortunately, I got kicked off twice, actually. But I got kicked off, and I didn't get the whole thing out. But my whole idea was about starting satellite cities, which some people that I spoke to would consider a Black Wall Street, where you have this city of
my man
sitting up congregating with this city on the other side of the country, congregating with another city on another side of the country. Now, we have to own that to be able to control it. How would you get around using those assets in the way they need to be used without having them restricted mm-hmm. from you? You can only do this, mm-hmm. that, or the other. I mean, I know we need to have a military and be able to protect that land, but outside of that, how do you take care of that, in your opinion?
Yeah, man, in my great question, and I hope this is just my opinion. It's going to be a difficult time. But one of the things that I know about the people that were actually raised here under the banner and the crest of tyranny of the United States made some very, very keen thinkers. One of the things that's going to be probably one of the most stable, probably the most well-organized and effective black market will be here in the United States. because there's just a different hustle. And then when that hustle gets put under real pressure, the real gems and the real, when the gold meets the fire, all the impurities get burned off, but that gold becomes pure. And the black market is going to be the reigning market here. And by having the satellite situations, you're going to have the dominance of the black market. And that's what's going to be the actual facilitating economy by default that is going to be extremely prosperous. And what that actually is going to have to entail is this, is when we go through these collapses and we go through these hard times, those that didn't see it coming won't have a clue as to what an asset is, what's valuable. They're going to have to learn that in a crash course. Those that's been preparing with the proper mindset and doing some small things within their reach, within their bounds, within their capability, they're going to be experts immediately overnight, and they're going to establish the black market that they won't own, but they will control. Those that didn't prepare will be the owners of the black market. They will be the ones that will be exposed to all of the risk. So you all that listen to Tando Radio Show, as this thing rolls over, and it's going to be historical. This is why they write history, so they can put things in their book. And I would just tell you this. When you look at like revelations and people talk about their prophecy and everything else, let me just say this about that. Not that they're prophets. What happens is that it's already being told to you what the agenda is. That's why everybody always ends up saying this: these are the end times, this and that, because of this and this book and that book. No, what you were reading was a script of what was being planned, and because of that, they realized that they could put you in a mindset of an ennui mindset where you will always obey and never think for yourself. History will be kind to England, is what Churchill said, because England will write it. They wrote it. So what's going to happen is that these are no haphazard events, that these clues and these things are telling you that they're going to happen. This is seconds before the disaster. And once it hits, all of you are going to be better, in a better position, many, and I hope that our heart will not change and our overall agendas will not change. Many of you will become rich. I want to know how many of you will actually have prosperity. Richness and prosperity is different. And what I mean by that is that, just as in Venezuela, I have some clients in Venezuela that whole lives changed, and they love the collapse now because they're rich. Rich generationally beyond there, but they're not prosperous because they have become what they had to endure. You all are going to have an opportunity to establish your control from afar, but be so influential, and you will give ownership to those that wasn't ready. And how I see this happening is that the human spirit is relentless. People will say, okay, well, what do we need to do? And then there will be a start to, by force, they'll have to start to work together. And the system is going to try to control that as much as it can. This is why they need to have the breakdown of FEMA camp. And then there are those that will actually win and conquer, and they're not going to want the FEMA camps. They're going to want cooperation, and they're going to want individuals to cooperate out of necessity. This state, this country is a vast, vast place. It's extremely huge. And what I mean by it's huge, there's more unincorporated areas than there are incorporated areas. And we will go from being having the luxuries and comforts of the modern civilized to where that will be the stories that will be told of how the once had. When Russia collapsed, no one believed it was going to happen. But it was orchestrated. It was necessary. Many don't believe that the U.S. will collapse. It already has happened. You're just seeing the stages of it.
Hey, it's a done deal. Love.
So I really do see that playing out where those that know will be in a better position and all of the assets are going to start running around. You'll know what's valuable. You'll take control over it. And because you have been preparing for it, you will establish control and give ownerships to others that didn't know. Now, I would just say I hope that we will not become like those that were before us, where you try to subjugate and enslave people. Hopefully it will be based off of collective prudence. But I would definitely say make sure that you have a subtle, asymmetrical control over things. I don't anticipate, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't anticipate me being in that position at all. Because one, made myself a target by telling. And because of that, but it's worth it to me. It's so worth it to me. I understand that those individuals that do that for the reasons that they do it don't always get to see it all the way through. But you all will. You all will. And you know from listening to Tando Radio Show, you know the difference between currency and money. If you've taken our classes, you know why, how to use, you know all of the different things that you need to know. And that is going to be critical that you invoke for yourself and the future generations what was so essential to our sovereignty. There will be in the families, there will be continuous stories of you and your commitment, particularly the ones that prepared. This will be the story. Our family became extremely prosperous and wealthy because of our great-great-great-great-grandfather, Jerry, because of our great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Brother Bragg, because of our great-great-grandmother and great-grandfather, you, that has prepared. And we thank them, and it must have been extremely difficult. Some of the old stories was that they saw that Atlantis was going to sink before it, when no one else would see it. No one else thought it could happen. No one else thought it was possible. It was inconceivable. But they didn't resonate. They didn't engage in all of the poison. They didn't engage in the toxic energy. They resonated different, and they didn't believe it. And what did they do? They built this family's prosperity to what it is now. And those individuals that you have yet not named will distinguishedly honor your energy, and you will be known as the great ancestors that established their path, because you resonated different. You knew things were not right, and you separated yourself from it. You moved away from the herd. You walked off on your talents and ability that the great creator gave you. So the overall outlook is going to be great. Some of us won't even, some of us will, that didn't prepare, will have those same accolades because they will change. Good fortune happens to fall on people and bad fortune happens to fall. There's no such thing as good times without bad times. So how it's going to play out
doesn't really matter. It only really matters how you respond to it all. And by starting to have appropriate response to things now, it becomes your habit, and you'll be continuously doing it. So I see the black market exploding. I see all of you that know what real value is and everything else. You're going to be the overall hubs of all of that coming to you so that you can divvy out. You can give the best advice. You will know why this is so important. You need to do this. This is this. This is what's acceptable. This is what's in our best interest. And you will be the one with the gold. And you know what they say, the old saying, the golden rule. Those with the gold make the rules. I've seen it in so many different countries. You always hear about and collapses. You always hear the bad side. You never hear about those that saw it coming before him and removed themselves and properly prepared themselves. You know why? Because now they're the controllers of things, and they don't talk. They whisper. And they only engage with others that made it out as well. They don't need to talk about it. They're busy orchestrating it. So that's really what I see. And the opportunities is great. And I think that many of you have answered that bell. And it doesn't matter. We always think we should have more. We always think this is. But see, it's very important that we realize what we do have. We had the foresight that, hey, something was wrong. And there was a reason why it struck you. Because you resonated differently. And that same frequency is going to bring everything that you need. You'll be surprised by it. But it will be no time to really to really just be stagnant. It will be time for you to move and to act. So that's what I really, really see. And history for me bears that out from the different modern collapses and collapses of the past. They all look the same because they're all done by the same hand and for the same reason. The Black Plague ran through Europe, but do you know that there was individuals that were not affected by the Black Plague because they had the proper antidote for the Black Plague? You all have the proper antidote for the overall demise in the untied states of America. You have it. Continue to develop. Don't get slack. Be wise. Don't be an easy mark. Don't be anxious, wanting it to happen tomorrow, this day. Will it hurry up this? When will this? Don't be anxious that way. Every opportunity you seize is one of the best things. And this is the piece I was talking about for the show. The piece that is going to be coming to those that have prepared. And that piece is this. That piece is that you knew that these things were coming, and you have appropriate response to it. It's not shaking you. This is what I have. This is what I can do. This knowledge is what I have. Oh, I remember during this time, I didn't go on vacation here. I went and I learned how to do this. Oh, I went and I learned how to do that. Oh, I know this. I know that. You were busy building and preparing. And you're unshakable because of that. I remember one time, and this is when it was completely validated for me. I was going with my children paintball shooting for the birthday of one of my best friends' son. So we were all going to meet at a paintball spot in Southern California and go shooting. It was in the summer, middle of the summer. It's pretty hot. So me being the prepper that I am, I had mineralized water. I had electrolytes. I had ice. I had all the things that would need it in case something went wrong. In case something went wrong. And not knowing if something would go wrong, but if something did go wrong, I wouldn't be scared. I would be aware and be able to respond. Well, something did go wrong. Because of the paintball, one of the guys that we were with
You know, with paintballing, you got the whole suit on, the mask on, and everything else. Well, it was extremely hot, and what he did was he started to overheat because he was breathing in the hot air from the mask, right? Me being the prepper, realizing the temperatures, I told my children and everybody else he didn't hear me. You know, I'm not going to say he didn't hear me. Told everybody, do not run because it's too hot to run. Just do what you have fun with it, but don't, because it's too hot. You're wearing a mask. You're not able to cool yourself. We black folks, we got big noses, so we need to cool off, right? That's why we got our noses, all right, to be able to deal with the heat. So he didn't hear. He's running all around. He started to have heat stroke, heat exhaustion. He didn't have any water. The overall paintball place didn't have any ice or water. And his overall body core temperature started raising, and he was starting to go out, fainted and everything else. He was about to go in the heat shock, and we were so far away, there was no paramedics that was going to get to him in enough time. See, I had already had everything. I ran to my truck. My son ran with me, and we started pulling stuff out the truck and ran back to him. And because of what we had, we saved his life. And while we're doing it, there was a person from the paintball place said, where'd you get this stuff from? No, don't put that on him. You're going to shock his body, and he's going to go into shock. Well, the thing was, he was already displaying heat exhaustion that's going to turn into heat stroke. Shocking him was we had to get his core body temperature down. And because we had what we had, the mineralized water, the pickle juice with no pickles in it, the electrolytes, the ice and everything else that we had, we were able to get Rob back to being conscious. And we were able to get Rob to where his core body temperature has slowed down. After such things as that, you don't care when people are doubting Thomas's. You don't care what people say, because you know why you do what you do. They don't. They never experienced. So I would just encourage you all, be wise. Don't be slackers. You are wise. Don't be an easy mark. So because of that, Rob made it. And one of the things that I learned there was this. It's a very valuable lesson. Because after that, all that running around, because of the distance and everything else, I realized that I almost overextended myself this way. Because another person started to go because of their overall frantic trying to help Rob, because they didn't know what to do, and they panicked. So the whole moral of the story is, there's a reason why you have these unctions. Do not ignore them. Those that choose to ignore them, that's their choice, because they don't get the unctions. There's a reason why they don't get the unctions, because they silence them. You are right where you're supposed to be. I'm sorry, you all, I'm going to get ready to get out of here, and unless we have any other callers in queue, I don't know, but I truly, truly do appreciate you all, and no matter what happens, if it's not today or whenever it happens, you'll always be prepared for anything that does, and you'll have the appropriate response to everything, because now you're a thinker. You're not a screamer. You're not an emotional response person. And that is the foundation of being ready for anything. Never scared, always prepared. So we're going to hurry up and get out of here. I just want to thank you all. With some of the things, I couldn't see the board, and I was losing my daggone battery. So just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Be properly prepared. Be ready for everything. Do all the things that you need to do before now and the end of the year. We will have a Controlling Your Wealth seminar, $300 this weekend. Email info at prosperitymint.com if you want to engage in that, for those of you that missed it the last time, or those of you that want to engage it this time. And there's going to be some very beneficial stuff that is going to be offered to you all, so that you can actually get more resources as well. So definitely, if you want to engage in that, once again, just email info at prosperitymint. Okay, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out of here, and it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.